Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. If you have any questions throughout the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to reach a live operator. Again, for questions, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hawkins, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Draelich. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Draelich, take it away.
Hey there, everyone. Dr. Dean, Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call. Remember, it's every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is always the same, and the code is always the same. Those of you that are aware, everybody's got different time zones, make sure you check it, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today's topic is going to be about the ultimate goal, but before we get into that, there's a couple housekeeping items we want to go over. If you're just joining us for the first time, first of all, welcome, and we're excited for you that you're on your new journey, a new healthy lifestyle to reverse your type 2 diabetes. You're going to be doing a daily check-in for the first week, as we do with everybody, and you'll be checking in with us daily for that first week with your readings. Whether you call it in or email it in is totally up to you. 800-321-9054 is the check-in line. support@helpyourdiabetes.com is the check-in email. And when you do the daily check-in, you'll be giving us your readings, which means your fasting blood sugar. That's the first check in the morning before you eat, because that's the most accurate. A blood pressure and a weight, if you have that available, especially if you're on blood pressure meds. And the insulin units you're taking, if you're taking insulin, okay? Give us that information every time you check in. And all of that tells a story together, okay? So don't take any of it lightly, whether it's your weight or blood pressure. You know, you should have a little station set up at your house. This is a good practice to get into, whether going through a program like this or have something there just on your normal day-to-day. Yeah, I don't know why, you know, medical doctors don't encourage this more, where they kind of, most of you, some of them do, okay, in my experience, but a lot of them, you know, you got to wait that 6 weeks or 8 weeks to go in and finally see them. You know, your A1C is a three-month check. Sometimes you go that long or even longer, depending on the doctor, to wait to see what's going on with you. You shouldn't have to with this simple, you know, your simple vitals you can check easily. Remember, when you go to the medical doctor, that's what they check. You jump on the weight scale, right? And they don't even really care if you're wearing 10 layers of clothes and your shoes and you just jump on there. You're probably carrying around an extra 5, 6, 7 pounds of clothing and shoes. So I don't know how accurate that is to that's when you're in your own home and you can get on your scale, for lack of a better term, in your birthday suit. That's the real weight, okay? And it's good to be consistent. You don't want to check one with nothing on at home, and then you go to the doctor with all of this stuff on. You know, you're getting kind of a different information. But that being said, but they check your weight when you first come in, right? They'll check your blood pressure, okay? They're going to check your temperature, right? They're going to put that oximeter on your finger to check your oxygen levels and stuff like that. That's the normal thing they're going to check on you. So why not have these things at home? Your machine works just as good as theirs. And I got news for you. Depending on the nurse that checks your BP, if she's using the stethoscope and the cuff, the regular cuff, depending on what kind of day she's having and how good her hearing is, you might get a different reading. If you used three or four different people in that medical office, and they came in and checked your blood pressure, you'd probably get three, four different readings. That's why there's a range of normal. And when it comes to blood pressure, too, different age brackets have a little bit different normals, if you look at that, too, specifically. So that's something you want to maybe ask them when they're checking your blood pressure, is like, is this normal for a 50-year-old compared to when you're 21, 22, okay? There is a little bit different fluctuation there as you and you get even older into that situation. But, you know, have your station set up. That's the point I'm trying to make. not to go too far down this rabbit hole, but for some reason, I wanted to talk about it. I haven't really talked about that much because I had it set up in my kitchen area. I have my blood pressure checker. I have my temperature. I can check my temperature. I have an oximeter. I can check the oximeter. I have my digital scale. I can check my weight. And the one I have also gives you a body fat check and things like that. They're not expensive. I got it at Target. I mean, so, and it lasts forever. I just had to change the little, like a watch battery, that little round battery once in a while. And you go and you get a pack of those, it lasts you forever. So I think it's something you should do. Trust the equipment that you have here, and it's good. And when you get your blood pressure check or you check it here, they recommend you do a couple in a row to make sure, and you can do that kind of thing. I think first thing in the morning is always best before you go about your day and all of that stuff and get all that exertion and everything else. But have a station set up. I think it's a good thing to do as you're going through different things too. As you're going through a lifestyle change as well and your numbers start coming down across the board, it's good to keep an eye on yourself so you know, like, hey, maybe I should call my medical doctor and speak to them about, my blood pressure is coming down. And if you're on three different blood pressure meds, it's time to have something adjusted. Okay, that's the whole point. You don't want to take too much of anything to push anything too low. It happens. Remember, when you're doing the wrong things and you got to lead up to where you get diagnosed with diabetes and you have an A1C that's way too high, all the numbers go up together. That's why the typical rubber stamp is blood, diabetes medication, blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication. This kind of thing is a very common thing to see for obvious reasons, because the numbers that when you're doing the wrong things, the numbers go up together. The good news is when you start doing the right things, the numbers come down together. This is why you got to keep an eye on yourself if you're on a bunch of blood pressure meds and things like that. Now, when it comes to some of the other detailed stuff that you need your lab work to get, well, that's something you discuss with your doctor when you go in and discuss recalibrating your dosages as numbers start coming down, and discuss other lab values when you get new labs done, whether it's cholesterol coming way down. If it's way in the low range and you don't need the medication because you're living a new clean lifestyle, well, just talk to them about coming off of the statin, okay? Talk to them about coming off of the triglyceride if you don't need it any longer. The thyroid medication, if you still have your thyroid gland and that's functioning better, you got to have these conversations because it's not business as usual when you make a lifestyle change like this and you're taking good quality nutrition like this. Things are going to change, okay? So take that for what it's worth. I think it's worth its weight in gold. And, again, I wish medical doctors would encourage that more. So, look, it would be good to have – you'd think they would encourage the patients being a little more educated, too, in their home. And, you have a situation and you're like, well, I checked my blood pressure doc the last couple of days and it was down in here. And they check it and they confirm and they back you up. Wow, good job, Mary or Joe, for keeping an eye on yourself. And now we can adjust the meds or we can scratch this one off the list. And let's move forward from there. And then when it starts to come down again, you talk to them again, and you start crossing things off the list little by little as you move forward in your journey, as your body continues to heal and function better, as you're putting your body in an environment so it can fix and repair itself. That's what it does. Okay, so today's topic is called the ultimate goal. And this is a great one because we'll go through this and then we'll open up the phones for comments and questions, okay? Oh, and one more thing, if you need anything administrative handled, password issues, you're waiting for something to arrive in the mail, whether supplements or something in your email, meal plans, and you're having trouble logging in with your login credentials, please leave a message on the check-in line or the support email, and we'll get that handled ASAP. We want you to have access to all this stuff. We don't want you to have any issues with any of that. We want you to have everything that you need. We want you to be comfortable and enjoy the process. We're here for you 7 days a week. So let us know, please. We don't want you to be having a challenge with anything, because it's very simple, and it could be something simple as a password, or you're not looking in the right place, or something like this. Or we need to check some tracking when it comes to supplements and making sure things are on their way, or and you're all dialed in, that you have what you need. Okay? So the ultimate goal, all right, is exactly this. We want you to get your A1C below 6.0 off of your diabetes medication with a normal fasting blood sugar. You need those three things to fall into a category of what we call clinically non-diabetic, meaning you're in an area, you're in a phase, okay? You put your body in a position where you're not going to get the complications of diabetes. It's number one in kidney failure, blindness, and amputation. These kinds of complications, or neuropathies with your hands and your feet, you're having eye problems and vision problems, and all the things that go with this diabetes that we just mentioned, you're going to avoid the complications. This is so valuable, this information, because when you first got diagnosed and you got put on some medication, whether it's oral meds, whether it's insulin, you know, or both, they're getting you out of your crisis. Now you start the journey of managing and controlling your diabetes. But, and this is a key but, on the meds does not prevent the condition from getting worse, and it does not prevent the complications from happening. It's managing and controlling it, kind of, you know, it's keeping the numbers down. But when you think about it this way, it's really kind of a false positive, because you're using medications to push it down, to give you the number, to make you feel that you're in the normal zone as your condition gets worse. Now, if what they gave you initially, prescription-wise, was all you needed to fix this problem, to turn your diabetes around, okay, number one, your condition wouldn't get worse, right? And number two, down the road, your medications would not be, the list would not be longer, right? The dosages would not be higher. They would stay where they were, or things would get reduced once the crisis was over. Does that make sense? Okay. Hopefully it does. Hopefully you're all shaking your head. You're shaking your head up and down. Yes, but that's the way it is. So that's a key takeaway from this, everyone. So listen, that's where you want to be. Now, when you make a lifestyle change like this and you have a low glycemic meal plan, low glycemic is the key. This is these are the foods that don't spike your sugar high and quick, as opposed to your other lifestyle, which was high glycemic, and you're having all these high spikes from all the wrong foods and all the bad starchy carbs and all the other sugar that's causing you having these high spikes in sugar, which wears your system down, whether it's the pancreas or the other organs that are involved in blood sugar, your adrenal glands and, you know, your thyroid and your liver all take a beating. Now, we say that the kidney failure is number one in the country as part of the complication list is because of all the medications. Remember, your kidney and your liver, they have to filter out these synthetic drugs, puts a lot of stress on the organs over time and over the years. Okay? Imagine what it's got to go through. Some of you are on a few meds. Some are on 10, 15. I've seen over 20. Imagine what the kidneys are going through. Okay? So as you can start reducing and crossing some meds off the list and removing some of that stress on the kidneys is major, okay? That's why you'll see the kidney numbers start to turn around, the liver numbers start to improve, thyroid numbers start to improve, and all of these things start to get better. But this is a process, everyone. You have to be consistent. You got to be full on. You got to be both feet. You got to jump in with both feet and make sure you get it dialed down, dialed in. You don't want to do any cheat meals or treat meals, whatever you want to call them, until you reach this ultimate goal. Otherwise, you're sending your body the wrong signals, and you're taking, you know, you're going two steps forward and four steps backwards. Okay? Now, remember, this is a lifestyle for the rest of your life. This is not a death sentence. This is a great thing to think about because you're going to be living a better quality of life. If any things that we just talked about, avoiding the complications of diabetes is not enough to get you dialed in and want you to, I don't know what's going to do it. Some of you that have family members that have passed away from this terrible disease and the complications. Some of you have seen family members that have had amputations or blindness and or kidney failure and all these things, you know. I mean, dialysis is a real thing. Once the oral medications don't work, then they put you on insulin. When the insulin doesn't work any longer, dialysis is the next part of the journey, or transplant list, okay? You know, as we get older, easier is better, everyone, not harder. So look at this as a positive. Don't look at all the things you're missing out on. Look at the things that you're going to be gaining. The better quality of life, the new journey, and the new style of eating so you don't get the complications of diabetes. Think about the family members and the friends or even the medical doctors around you that are seeing you change and become healthier as they start reducing your medications. Imagine the impact you're having on their practices so they can share this success with other patients they have in their office with diabetes. This is major, okay? You're not business as usual. You know, as we say, you're the red zebra walking in the office, not the regular black and white striped zebra. And you're the one asking different questions. You're the one that wants to turn this thing around and reverse your diabetes so you do not let the – now, when you get – so you do not get the complications of diabetes. Excuse me. Now, remember, we're saying – I'll make a last point here, and then we'll open up the phones for comments and questions. We say get below 6.0 to avoid. Now, look, if you can, you get below 6.0 off of your diabetes meds, so to prevent the complications, but to get even lower, 5.9, 5.8, 5.7, to get below 5.6 and get in that normal range, you know, down into 5.4, now you're really cooking, okay? So don't think it stops just because you got under 6.0, but we're talking about avoiding the complications. But to get even better, this is why when patients get finished, we like to tell them, don't be so eager. Well, you're going to be a different person anyway with the lifestyle, but don't be too eager to have that cheat or treat meal. I like to say go to another A1C after you get to that initial goal, ultimate goal, go another 3 months or go another couple A1Cs to make sure you're solid and you're still going in the right direction because your goal should be even more and keep going down the road. Get it below 5.5. That's awesome. You know, so remember, 5.6, you know, below 5.6 is in the normal range. 5.6, to 6.4, you're in that pre-diabetes range, okay? And then you go 6.5 and higher, your diabetes. So you don't, even pre-diabetes, you don't want to be in that range, all right? You want to be down to where you're really firing on all cylinders and you got it dialed in, so you're really living that healthy life. And your body has really gone through that healing process to where you're functioning at its optimum. That's what we want for you. Then you're really dialed in. So don't think the journey stops there, the ultimate goal. because you can still improve, but we're talking about avoiding the complications. So let's open up the phones for comments and questions now. Let's keep it positive, everyone. Anything, share positive across the board. Your energy is better. Your activities of daily living are better. That's moving around, bending down, sleeping. You're breathing easier. You're noticing your vision's better. The neuropathy is improving. You're walking for longer periods of time. Anything across the board. Your family members are noticing positive changes. Your doctors or specialists are noticing them, which is all awesome. Share any of that, weight loss, you name it. Please share, okay? You're enjoying some of the recipes and all of that fun stuff. And this way, not everybody likes to talk. There's a lot of listeners out there, and you might say that one thing that gets them back on track when they were thinking about doing the wrong thing and falling off the rails, okay? It's very valuable. We all need encouragement. That's what this Saturday call is all about. Okay, operator, I'm ready when you are. Take it away. Thank you.
There are no questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions. Our first question comes from Ron. Ron, please go ahead.
Hi, Dr. D. This is Ron from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Hey, Ron from Pennsylvania. How are you, sir?
Fine.
You got a lot going on. You got a lot going on in that part of the world.
Too much.
With you're like the top of the news over there.
Yeah. You don't want to be. Listen, I wanted to thank you and your team. I'm in week 17 for your support
okay.
and your direction, and the results.
You're welcome.
We're going to continue on the program for the rest of our lives. And just to let the new people know that are just getting on board, keep in mind the process is to get off the medications and for them to stay with it. So thank you very much.
All right, man. Well, that's great. Thank you for chiming in. And you keep doing what you're doing as your body will continue to heal and function better. Thanks for sharing that. And really appreciate the call. Thanks so much, Ron.
Thanks.
Awesome. You know, before he goes away there, star zero if you have a question. And I wanted to mention, as I like to bounce off of every time somebody makes a comment, sticking with it, that was the key takeaway right there, okay? Those of you that are just starting, this is a process and a journey. And the other takeaway, the lifestyle for the rest of your life, because when you get to, like, he's week 17, you start turning into a different person. You become autopilot. You don't look at those other foods the same way at all anymore. Initially, you're like, well, how can I give up a sandwich? I mean, I take a sandwich to work every day in my lunchbox, and how am I going to give up bread? And when you start following the program and you start staying away from the avoid list and you start seeing your numbers come down, because there's nowhere else for them to go when you take away all the avoid items, okay? It's got to come down. It's physiology. So when you start seeing the numbers come down, you get to where, you know, those numbers, that fasting blood sugar in the morning gets below 100, okay? That's when you open up the dialogue with your medical doctor and start discussing recalibrating your diabetes meds. And you chip away at it little by little. If you're on insulin, they're going to start chipping away at the units you're taking. And it's a slow decrease. So you do it systematically with communicating with your doctor who's prescribed you the meds. We're here to recommend. We're here to make sure you're on track. We'll be making comments on your food logs when you send them in. Remember, if you're just starting, you're doing a daily check-in for the first week, you'll start your food log. And when you get to week two, you'll be sending in that weekly food log, and you can also, you'll put the readings along with it. So you're kind of killing two birds at one stone, for lack of a better term. And that's how you'll move forward. And the food log is there. Listen, it's going to bring clarity to your day-to-day. It's going to help us help you and get you really dialed in. We might have to shuffle things around a little bit and make sure you're following it. You got to make sure you're reading labels, ingredient labels, and stay away from those avoid items. You know, you don't want to go past 3 hours without eating up to 1 hour before bed to keep things stable throughout the day as we're going down this reversal road. We got to get your body tuned up. You got to stay away from that avoid list. You're just going to focus on those approved foods, and that's it. And, you know, let your body heal. And so sticking with it is all about consistency. That's the momentum you're going to build up to help your body heal. Okay, it's so major. I can't tell you how major it is. And that's all I wanted to say. So, you know, star zero, if you have a question, we're here for you.
Our next question comes from TJ. TJ, please state your question.
Hey, TJ, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
TJ, you there? Oh, yeah. Hi there. Yeah, I'm great. How about you?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just I just made a doctor's appointment because my blood sugar
yep.
has come down below 90. And so I
okay.
can start cutting back
Perfect.
Some of my meds. And I've lost 23 pounds I've lost in 9 weeks.
Yeah, that's
so
a good chunk of weight there. Good for you, yeah. You know, awesome.
But thank you very much for the help.
Well, look, you're very welcome. Listen, you're doing all the work, man. Give yourself a pat on the back. We're here for support and giving you the tools. And remember, when you speak to your doctor and you get the dosages adjusted or medications changed, give us the update on any changes so we can update your file, and we'll keep chipping away at this together. And now you're on the right track. You got momentum on your side. Keep moving forward, okay?
Thank you.
All right, TJ. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Okay, our next question comes from Agnes. Agnes, please state your question.
Hi, my name is Agnes. I'm from Washington. I'm
yeah.
just new. I'm going to be starting
yeah.
these the program
yeah.
probably tomorrow. So I'm
yeah.
really looking forward to it. I'm very excited. I was very
Good.
Worried about getting off of coffee because
yeah.
coffee was what I had during the day all the time. And I wanted to say
right,
that
right.
I did take a good look at that and decided to change to an herbal tea, and it's working wonderful.
Yeah.
I had a couple of days of headaches, but that's gone now.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm hoping to
make
keep
sure,
up with it.
Yeah, well, make sure the any herbal tea, it says caffeine free on the box.
Yes, it is, and it's organic. So
okay. Yeah, well, aside from the organic part, it's got to say caffeine free on the box.
Right.
Because there's a lot of teas out there that still have the caffeine, not decaf, because
mm-hmm.
it still has caffeine. But make sure you see the words caffeine free. Okay.
Yes. Yes, I am definitely looking at that.
Okay.
And
well, very good.
And
well,
definitely caffeine free.
Right. So, look, we did get your email, Agnes, and responded. We're looking into the other situation with the supplements that should be on the way. Make sure you get your kit first. Make sure you get your kit. You have everything so before you get going and you have all the stuff you need. And so we can review and all that stuff with you and get going. Other than that, as far as the other stuff, we're looking into that, too, for you. And making sure we look into the tracking and make sure you're all dialed in, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks for calling. Welcome. Welcome to Help Your Diabetes. Great job.
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions. Again, star zero for any questions.
So remember, everybody out there, if it does go around 10 minutes with no comments or questions and it's just kind of dead air, the operator and I will end the call early just so we don't sit with the dead air for too long. That's how we normally do it. I'm sure that's understandable. And usually it kind of goes the full time, but it has happened before. But great group call so far, nice, well-rounded questions. We've been kind of tapping into some things. And as somebody TJ, when he chimed in, he talked about his weight loss around, 21 pounds, and the numbers are coming down in the 90s. He's getting ready to reach out to his primary physician and discuss recalibrating the meds. You see how the flow goes? And the good communication with your doctor is everything. Let them know what's going on. Right when you get going, that you're on a low glycemic meal plan, that you're taking some good quality nutrition, and you're going to want to turn this diabetes around and reverse it. So you want to have that communication. So when those numbers start to come down and you ask them and discuss it with them, they know the reason why. It's not like before, where maybe you just had a day where it came down and you had a lucky day, as I like to say sometimes, and they're just going to talk to you about, okay, well, just do this or do that, or, you know, maybe some wrong information, like when you have a low, you know, eat a candy bar or guzzle a bunch of OJ. Everybody's got their emergency remedy. We're not saying don't do what you have to do if you have a crisis, of course, but that's not what we're trying to get at. As I want you to have good communication as you're doing the right things, so they know the reason why. And this is a long-term thing, and it's going to be more fun for you when you have good communication with your doctors or the endocrinologist or cardiologist, for that matter, when it comes to discussing meds and what your goals are. Okay, so remember, they work for you, not the other way around. So make sure you let them know what's going on. And we also had a great call from Ron, encouraging call about sticking with it and all these great positive messages. Someone who's just starting, Agnes, for chiming in with a little bit difficulty giving up the coffee. A lot of you are big coffee drinkers. Some are two pots a day, to put it mildly. And, yeah, you might have a little bit of a headachey thing as you start to transition off the caffeine, which is understandable. Make sure that the herbal tea says caffeine-free on the box, and that you choose, and that you're drinking plenty of water. Your body is mostly comprised of water, and this is what you want to do, especially in the cleansing phase in the beginning, really in general every day, but the cleansing, to as your body's getting rid of unwanted toxins and things, flush yourself out. When you go to the bathroom, you want to see clear, not dark yellow, amber color, or, you know, that kind of thing. If you see that, your body's letting you know it's dehydrated, so drink some more water, okay? I can't tell you how important that is as your body is going through staying hydrated. Remember, dehydration causes a whole laundry list of health problems. You don't want to do that. So all these calls have been great today. Star zero if you have a question.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star zero for any questions. Our next question comes from Richard. Richard, please state your question.
Hi, Richard. How are you, sir? Yeah, hi.
Fine. I'm going to kind of give you a rough example of what's taken place. I started your program in February, and I was weighing 209 pounds. And I'm now down to 186. I was taking 40 units of insulin. I am now not taking any insulin. And I was taking Jaridin, not taking any of that. And I got a lot more energy. And my question is basically, my nighttime sugars are lower than my morning sugars. And I don't know why.
Okay, well, look, I mean, if that's the question, it depends. The fasting reading in the morning is the most accurate. That means you've kind of gone, you know, you're 8 hours plus sleeping kind of thing, which is considered a fasting reading, is the most accurate. Now, later, during the day and all that, you could be coming down off of a meal that you ate to create a lower reading than that fasting number. It happens. Yeah, so don't compare the fasting to the other ones.
So
you could be coming down off of a meal, so that can happen. But if you're not on insulin any longer, you don't need to overcheck it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
you can just check it in the morning. Go ahead.
I've been running 170. maybe 180.
Which one are you talking about?
My morning fasting readings. A1, please.
What was it?
My sugar.
Yeah, that's
blood
sugar.
A1C.
What was it today?
Today it was 171.
Yeah, it's too high.
Yeah, I know. So how? I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I don't know. You might have come off some medication too quickly with your doctor. It happens. You don't want to go off anything too fast. I mean, just because you come off of something doesn't mean it was the right time all the way. Maybe that kind of thing needs to be looked into if you're still having a number that high. So it's always a gradual process. Like, for example, a good sweet spot for the fasting number, let's say between 80 and 115, right in there, 80 to 110, 80, 115. It's like a sweet spot to fall into for like a good week, 7-10 days. If you want to keep it simple in the brain, which I usually like to keep it simple, when it comes below 100, that's time to talk to the doctor about reducing. And they might cut a pill in half. I mean, excuse me, cut a dosage in half. Like instead, well, let's say you're on insulin as an example, which you were. And let's say as an example, you were on Lantus, okay, and you were doing, 10 units in the morning or whatever, 10 units at night, or 20 units at bedtime only. Different doctors do different things. So, and your numbers were good. It was below 100. You want to talk to them about what was going on. You tell them you're on a low glycemic meal plan, all these things, and they want to reduce it by 5 units. So instead of the 20 at night, you're down to 15. Then you're on 15, and you want to go another until the numbers start coming down again below 100. You talk to them again, and they might want to take off another 5 units. And you gradually chip away at it. And if you're also on oral medications on top of insulin, which most people are, not everyone, but most people are, let's say glipizide or metformin. And then once the insulin is out of your life, then they start chipping away at the oral meds little by little, whether it's reducing the glipizide by half. Then the numbers start to come down again, and they drop the other half. And then metformin is left. And then the numbers come down again below 100, and they reduce the metformin by a pill. And you start going down this gradual path until you're off. Some patients, not saying you, get a little anxious, and they want to get off it too quickly. It's not the way to do it because you're moving too fast for your pancreas that's producing insulin on its own. You're trying to teach your body how to get its insulin sensitivity back. And you don't want to move too fast. That's a possibility. What other meds are you on diabetes-wise now?
Still on metformin, glipizide.
Okay.
I'm on
so
both of them.
Metformin and glipizide still. And you have a 171, but the insulin, you might have moved too quickly on it. So something to speak to your doctor about it. About what's going on, because if you're following the program and you're still strict and you're up, your numbers are up a little bit like that, you might have moved a little too quickly on the med. It's possible. So take that for what it is. There's no rush here, okay? You just got to do it when it's appropriate. Your body and your numbers will tell you when it's time. So, you know, you got to be super strict on the food, though. There's no easy way to say that. And when you get off the med, sometimes, not saying you either, people celebrate a little too early, especially with the holidays, especially with the Thanksgiving and the Christmas and the Hanukkah and the New Year's coming up, that what's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is you're diabetic. Don't ever forget that. Yeah. Okay. So go ahead and look at that with your doctor. I think it might be one to look into it. You might have gone a little too quickly. That's a possibility. It shouldn't be up that high. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for the info.
You're very welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Have a good one. Give us an update, after you find out. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, that's star zero for any questions.
Okay. Operator, we're going to give it another few minutes. We're coming to the top of the hour. We'll give it to about 10 till. I don't like to go too close to the top of the hour because if the question requires a long answer, we're going to go way past the time. And out of respect to the operator and everybody else's time, we don't want to overextend. So we got room for probably one more question if anybody's still out there. We had a great group call. We're tapping into a lot of different things today that needed to be talked about. They always go down different roads, and that's what's great about the group call. We kind of never know which way it's going to go, but that's good because we want to get the hard questions answered as well. And, so anybody's out there, go ahead, hit star zero. We'll take one more question, and we're here for you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star zero for any questions.
Okay, operator, we're going to end the call now. Thanks, everyone, for a great group call. It's always great every week. And, again, the fun part about the group call is you have your basic stuff we go over in the topic of the week, which is also great. But the questions always take us down different paths. And, you know, I do my best to want to bounce off of each caller and talk about the best takeaways that I get from it and share and add to it. It always brings a lot of value. So don't ever stop chiming in with your comments and questions because it's so much value to each one of those as we tap into that. So we'll see you again next Saturday. Remember, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number is always the same and the code is always the same. If you're just joining us, welcome to Help Your Diabetes. And don't forget, you're going to do a daily check-in for the first week and start your food log, and then we'll go to a weekly check-in, and you can do that with the food log and with your readings all combined. Remember, when you log into the patient portal on week one, you'll see the template for the food log there. You can print it out, take a picture with your smartphone and email it in. That way works out really well. Make sure you're not shaking when you do it. Get a nice picture so we can read it. Or you can fax it into the fax number on your paperwork, and we'll get it in that way, whatever is best for you. Or if you don't have any of those technologies, you can mail it to the address, and we'll get it that way. Whatever is best for you. Not everybody's on board with today's technology. We get it. So it's all good. But whatever it takes for you to get it in, because we want you to follow what you need to follow so we can help you get down the road on this thing. Operator, thanks for a great group call. Let's make it a great weekend. We got to stay focused and on point, everyone, and stay on track no matter what. As you move forward and you're teaching your body how to function better, have an awesome weekend. We'll talk to you next week, and make it a great day, everyone. Bye-bye now.